not have to go cover it.
A Roosters fan poll. Which quarterback would you rather have leading your team, Ben Roethlisberger or Kurt Warner? Ben Roethlisberger winning so far.
It should be a no-brainer.
I'm told it's a special edition. It's time for the Wednesday staple. It's time for some rapid fire.
Time for a little rapid fire.
All right, here's how it works. You'll hear a question or a statement, then Torg and I will banter back and forth. Rapid fire number one.
Hold on. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to the common man. Ooh, yeah. Buckeye basketball team will regroup and upset Michigan State on Sunday. Oh, yeah.
Who is that? Who is doing that voice? I need to know. Who is that?
That's the Macho Man.
No.
Randy Savage.
No, who really did that voice?
I don't know.
That's almost scary creepy.
I've been sworn to secrecy.
It's not you. You can't do
no,
that.
No, I can't do that. No.
I even forgot the question. Play it again. I don't even know what the question was.
Bullseye! Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah! Happy birthday to the common man. Ooh, yeah! Buckeye basketball team will regroup and upset Michigan State on Sunday. Oh, yeah!
All right, I have faith that the Buckeye Hoops team cannot play a game like they played last night against Illinois. So I'm going to say yes. Good performance. Buckeyes get it done.
I'm going to say that they don't play as bad as they did, but I still don't think they win. I just think Michigan State's a better basketball team.
Rapid fire number two.
Ben Roethlisberger has a better chance of making the Hall of Fame than Kurt Warner, and I hear Kurt Warner weeps like a woman. Oh, yeah.
Is that Vaughn doing that? It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. The question was, Ben Roethlisberger, better chance of making the Hall of Fame? I'm going to say yes, because Ben Roethlisberger still has a lot to go in his career, and I don't think Kurt Warner can put together 2-3 more years of Hall of Fame stats.
No,
so,
I'm going to say if it was you and I running the Hall of Fame, I would agree, but it's not. And whether anyone likes it or not, Kurt Warner's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He's going to go, so I'm going to say no. I think Kurt Warner has a better shot. Because it's not the Hall of Fame, it's the Hall of Good.
Rapid fire number three.
Rick Nash should not play in the NHL All-Star Game this weekend because he needs rest. Oh, yeah, for the playoff run. Ooh.
I'm going to say yes. Skip it. Who cares? Nobody watches. It's like on Versus anyway.
Listen, here's
like
what...
4 o'clock in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. 4:21.
Who knows?
They dropped the puck in the AM. Here's the thing. I mean, last year, after the All-Star break, they were in the same position they were now. They crumbled after the All-Star break. Rick Nash has been banged up. He's carried this team a lot, him and Steve Mason. He needs rest. Let him show up and do the skills competition, do the hardest shot, do whatever you want, but don't partake in the actual game. Rest up for the playoffs.
Rapid fire number four.
Hold on!
Greg Robinson will be successful as the Michigan defensive coordinator, but Macho Man doesn't think so because Michigan sucks. Oh, yeah!
Well, he's going to be successful if they get some players in for their system. Although I will tell you that they had some players this year and they underperformed for the entire season. So who knows? I don't know. Torg?
I think Greg Robinson is the perfect example of a guy who can be a good defensive coordinator but not a good coach. You know, we've seen those guys. I think Romeo Crennel's the same type of guy. We know one thing for Michigan, though, to be positive. Now, I think their defense will be better, and he's a better defensive coordinator. But we know the guy can't recruit, right? I mean, did he get any recruits at Syracuse?
No.
Did he get anyone to play there? So the good news is, yeah, Greg Robinson's going to improve that Michigan defense, but it's not like he's going to go out and get these top-notch recruits because the dude, you saw it at Syracuse, just not – head coaching material, and I don't think he's a recruiter. I think he's a football coach, and that's what he's going to do well. So you get him the players, and he'll coach them up, and I think they'll be better.
Rapid fire number five.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Who would be the best manager for the common man? Yeah, and you better not pick the wrong one, or else I'll slam your head so far down between your shoulders you have to lift up your shirt to face your own anguish as I hold a mirror up to your midsection. Oh, yeah!
Did he get a hernia doing that? I think I would have to go if I'm going to be a wrestler and I want a manager with the Doctor of Style, Slick.
No.
What do you mean, no? That's my pick! That you can have your pick? My pick is the Doctor of Style.
Does Slick have a cane? Like a walking piece, right?
He would sort of groove. You know, I think he had a cane.
You would need
with
a manager who was tough
Slick
to help
was tough
protect you and hit people with things, because you would run away and the manager would have to hit them and distract them.
No, Slick would be my manager, and then my executive consultant would be Mr. Perfect.
I think Jimmy
He's
Hart
dead.
Is your guy.
No, Jimmy Hart's
because
too
then you can hit people. Well, that's the deal. You don't want anyone to hit you. Jimmy Hart can distract them, and then you can, you know,
what
then
about
hit
Sensational
them.
Sherry?
Scary Sherry?
Yeah. She could do it. She would hit people with her high heels.
Yeah, she was just so damn
She's
ugly.
Also dead, too.
Yes. They're all dead, aren't they?
Yeah, all of them dead. We're dead. That wraps up this week's edition of Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire.
Catch it every single Wednesday around this here time. Is Vaughn okay after doing that? Did he have some throat problems?
That was the highlight of his life there.
I thought his head was going to explode, but
he was into
he survived.
It, wasn't he?
Yes.
Who else can he do?
Very good.
I bet you can probably do about 5 or 6 wrestlers.
Well, you do. He does Macho Man. You do Bobby Heenan. Yep. Give me a little Bobby Heenan birthday greeting.
Listen here, you 9-to-5 ham and egger. Happy birthday. What are you going to do, have tacos with Tito Santana?
That was good. All right, you want to run down the Senior Bowl practice notes?
Yeah.
Because we start to